The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
People are fierce excited, as they are, for our Tesco Christmas competition. And let's go straight away to Aileen Cashman. Aileen, where are you today?
Morning, I'm from Cork.
Oh, for God's sake, right, this is obviously the Cork show. Okay. And what do you do with yourself in life? That's not too profound a question.
I'm a mom.
You're a mom,
three
yeah.
Three kids. All excited about tonight.
And the kids' names?
Clara's 10, Connor is 8, and Finn is 3.
Oh, that sounds like a great toy show night.
Sorry, Finn is 5. Oh my God, I've
brain. Finn is 5? Would you just get yourself together, Aileen? Come on.
Sorry,
this
I'm in
bodes
brain mode.
Really
I'm
well.
Studying at the moment. So
okay, what are you studying?
Yeah, I'm doing a degree in social science.
Oh, wow, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
But let's hope you do better in the quiz than you do at your actual children's ages. Okay. John is your husband, I'm told.
Yes.
Do you want to say hello to him? No? Yeah, no.
Well, he's downstairs working. I'm upstairs.
He's downstairs working. She doesn't know what you're at upstairs. You're supposed to be studying, for God's sake. Okay, there's two quizmasters today available now, Aileen Cashman in Cork. You can go for either Pascal Donoghue to help you through the questions or Michael D. Higgins.
Oh, I'll go with Michael D.
Thank you very much. A very good answer indeed. Yes, well done, Aileen. Okay. Are you ready now for the questions? And we'll get you back to studying social science. Okay. All right. Sorry, I'm all nervous. I haven't done a quiz in a while. Can you name the boomtown rat behind Band-Aids? Do you know it's Christmas?
Time at all.
Can you name the boomtown rat?
Oh.
Name him. Long hair. Doesn't wash a lot.
Oh.
Talks a lot like this. Give us your money.
Oh God, what's his name?
Sounds like something the builder. First name. God Almighty.
Bob Geldof.
Yes, Bob Geldof. Well done. Oh, I'm exhausted. We've only done one question. Oh, sorry, I have to do the thing that went right. Where's the little thing that? Yes, there we go. You've got it right. Oh, Jesus Almighty. Here's Chris Ray in his car driving home for Christmas. But can you tell us the missing word?
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those.
Can't wait to see.
Driving home for Christmas?
Driving home for Christmas, can't wait to see those.
Oh,
yeah.
The
thing, it's on your head with eyes and a nose. Mother of God.
Driving home for
Christmas. Your eye, Oscar. Yes.
Sewell. Oh.
The thing, I can't wait to see those. You know? Come on, faces, you said. Yes, I heard it there in your whisper. Brilliant. A pig in a blanket. Oh, you got that one correct. A pig in a blanket is a sausage wrapped in what?
Bacon.
Correct! Thank God! Who usually appears on television screens in the United Kingdom at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day?
Ooh.
You know, old lady.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Yes, she appears every day. Christmas Day in Britain at 3 p.m. No, she's a real person. Come on now, think. My opposite number in the United Kingdom.
Number 10.
Who usually appears on telly screens in the United Kingdom at 3 o'clock every Christmas Day to give her annual address?
Oh, the Queen.
Yes, indeed. Thank God Almighty. Wow, Almighty. Yes, we have to get to someone else as well. Here's a confusing one now. The 12 days of Christmas. Have a listen. See if you can tell me the missing word. I have really high hopes here. I think you're going to be amazing at this. Just one word. Have a listen now. Aileen Cashman.
On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-
5 gold rings.
Six geese, ah?
No.
No? It rhymes with paying.
Pain.
Six geese, ah? What did they do with eggs? What? The geese. What did they do? Sorry, Aileen. Studying for social science. Can't remember Finn's age, 5. Laying, that's correct. Yes, well done, Mother of God Almighty. Will we do the bonus question for you? Which of these characters from the Batman franchise would normally have been on a naughty list? Naughty person, but they're no longer naughty. So they're Batman people, but they're no longer naughty. Is it Batman, the Joker, or Robin?
Ooh.
Who's the bad person in Batman who's
Joker.
No longer...
The Joker, yes! God almighty, she got one right. Oh, mother got 700. Yes, 700 on the old voucher. Well done, well done. Oh, my God, God. Many, many dings there as well. Thank you. Thank you very much to President Higgins. Thank you to Aileen. And let's say hello to Sherina Byrne. Is it Sherina?
It is, yes. Sherina, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you from, Sherina?
I'm from Kimmage.
That's a lovely name. Where does Sherina come from, is it?
My mother had crazy ideas.
It was a pop star or something in the good old times.
Oh, geez, thanks. I can't sing now.
I won't ask you what era. Sorry, did you say you were Kimmage, is it? Kimmage in Dublin?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kimmage. Not really has a certain identity, Kimmage. It's kind of like, it's Dublin 6, is it?
12.
Dublin 12. Oh, yeah, Dublin 6.
I actually live 3 doors away from where Christy Brown used to live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's my claim to fame now.
It's a good one. What are you up to today?
I'm going to go shopping, then come home to bake and get ready for the toy show.
Oh, great. And who's going to be watching the toy show?
My husband and my two near adult children.
Near adult?
Yeah, 20 and 17.
And will they watch the toy show or will they go, ugh?
Oh, yeah.
Don't care about it.
No, we've been watching it since we were like babies and it's tradition now.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So exciting times. Now, and Tesco, of course, you're a very loyal customer of Tesco. Don't say anything else. And, of course, President Higgins was there. He's exhausted now. So it's Pascal. Hello. How are you doing, Sherina? Lovely
good morning,
to talk to you.
Good morning
to you. Ready to play the quiz?
I am.
Sitting up straight and listening.
Yes.
Very good. Now, question one. Father Christmas is called Père Noël in which country? Père Noël. Je suis Père Noël.
Oh, France.
Well done. Yes, fantastic. Do little dingy things. Sounds like a dimple. Here's E17 with Stay Another Day, my favourite Christmas song. Have a listen. See if you can tell us the missing word. Deep breath. One word.
Won't
you stay another
day? There's nothing playing.
Stay now.
Baby, if you've got to go away.
Nope. Yeah, okay. You ruined all the fun there, Sherina. But just look at the moderator. Yeah, she got the word. With the missing word was face. Well done. Yeah, moderator says you're okay. Which girl band had Christmas number ones with Two Become One, Too Much and Goodbye?
The Spice Girls?
Yes, well done. My boss's favourite band. We're relieved to hear that the Mrs. Brown's Boys Christmas special hasn't been cancelled by COVID. Can you name the comedian who plays Agnes Brown herself?
Brendan O'Carroll.
Dirty knickers. That's a naughty. Oh, no, he's not on the naughty list anymore. So.
No.
Yes, that's a correct answer as well. Dimple sound. Here's the queen of Christmas herself, Mariah Carey, with All I Want for Christmas. Have a listen and listen this time now and tell us the missing word.
Something I need.
I don't care about
the well, you might have heard something if you weren't talking over it. She doesn't care about something under the Christmas tree, remember?
She doesn't care about no presents
underneath
the Christmas tree.
Oh my God, you're amazing. You've been so good. And we have to give you a round of applause there. But there is a bonus question.
Throw it to me.
Which character from The Lion King, who would normally have been on the naughty list, has been saved this year? Is it Simba? Is it Mufasa? Or is it Scar?
Scar.
Yes! It's Scar! You go, Sherina. You enjoy the thing tonight. €700. We only have a certain amount of vouchers. So that's all we can give out for today. So thank you very much to Sherina and to Aileen, who really, really needs to do a lot more studying. That's it for the quiz. We all need a break.